Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Jeff Sabar's back with us. Jeff's our micropreneur expert. He is the chief home officer. The SBA said he was, in 2001, he was the Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national award. He's written a number of books on the topic of micropreneuring, and he's our good friend Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Hey, Jeff, Hurricane Lurline or Lorene or Irene or Inez or something, one of those, I've forgotten the name.
Irene.
Irene, okay. Hurricane Irene. There's a song about that, isn't it? Didn't she have a song? Good night, Irene.
I just remember this is a line from a Jack Nicholson movie where I got a Zot's Irene. That's how I remember just the Zot's
yeah.
Irene.
Anyway. Now, there's a song, Good Night, Irene, or something like that. Anyway, Irene Goodnight, I guess it is. Anyway, so that hurricane at one point in time was bearing down on your fair state of Florida.
Yes, it was.
And then it was bearing down on South Carolina, and now apparently it's bearing down on the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, it's Connecticut, etc.
Yeah.
That's what I understand. So yeah. There are a lot of small businesses up and down the East Coast. And don't forget that you guys that the East Coast also had a historic earthquake this week too, right?
Yeah, they did. It's pretty amazing.
Either one of those things or anything other macro or micro type of thing could have the potential to really disrupt a small business's operation. And talk to us about how we can prepare for that.
Well, we find that any sort of natural disaster, whether it's a tropical disturbance or a hurricane in the Gulf Coast in the southeastern U.S., even apparently the northeastern in the seaboard, or an earthquake or wildfires or tornadoes down the alley, any of these things can have a very disruptive impact upon a small business. And it's not just when they occur or make landfall and in the aftermath. It's the preparatory status. I mean, you spoke a moment ago of how at one point we were in the, as I jokingly call, the cone of death, but I mean, we were in that bubble that the National Hurricane Center puts out to show all the people that really should be having their eyes open. Now, all we may get is a little bit of wind and rain and nothing, anything close to what, you'd experience, certainly if you're in the Bahamas or, even 100 miles closer than we are.
Or you guys got 3 or 4 or 5 years ago?
No, we had a spate, and we had Wilma 5 years ago. Yeah. 2 years before that, we had 5 storms make landfall in Florida.
Yeah.
So, but the problem becomes the disruptive nature of the preparation that goes on, even the thought process that has to go on in a positive way. I mean, you need to be prepared, but when you see a storm, there's another disturbance off the Cape Verde Islands right now that's starting to take shape. My radar's up. I'm going to be watching the weather service
and making sure that you're preparing for a hurricane or a tornado or a flood or something like that, you're also preparing for a fire, God forbid, that only happens at your house.
Right, right. These are all things you have to be prepared for. Disaster preparation is not a single occurrence. It has to be in a small business, even, up to a Fortune 100.
What are some things we need to do? Short of buying a $15,000 generator, what are some things we need to do?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is protect our data. Small businesses live and run and thrive on our data. So the first thing I did, I was talking to somebody last week who was wondering, what am I going to do? They had just had a crash the week before of their computer. I said, if you're not on online backup, you're a fool. Okay.
Yep.
There are services that will give it away for free. There are services that will give it away for mine. I use Carbonite. It's $60 a year for unlimited
I use Carbonite, too. It's rock solid.
And we are not paid by them to discuss this.
Here's the most important part for me. This is when I started sleeping better. And, folks, Carbonite's good, but there are others out there. I use it. Mm-hmm. You've been using it for a long time. I knew the guys when they first cranked up the company. We interviewed them way back. But Jeff, what I like about it is when I create a file, within seconds,
right,
it's already backing it up.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to worry about it.
There's Carbonite. There's Mozy. There's iVault. There's a number of them. Just you know, search for online backup, and you'll find out what you need. So that's
Jeff, I got to say, I held out for a long time because it was new technology when I first learned about it, and I held out, and I said, I just don't know if I want somebody else having my stuff. And then after about a year or so, I came around, and I'm glad I did.
You know what? I got to tell you. Let's say you're, God forbid, you're in a place that gets overrun by a wildfire, or a tornado comes bearing down on your office, and you're safe, but your office is obliterated, or is heavily damaged by water, by wind, by debris.
Yep.
What's that hard drive that's sitting on top of your CPU, on top of your computer, with all your data backed up to it? What's its state? Okay, what happens to it if you get hit and your office gets beat up or, you know, like I said, obliterated or just moderately damaged? You know, the worst thing people do, even from theft, worst thing people do is they plug in their battery, their external hard drive, and they leave it on top of their computer and say, I'm safe, I've got it backed up. Well, if someone steals your stuff, they've stolen it all.
Or it blows up or it blows away.
That's not a bad system to have. Yeah. Redundancy is a good thing, but certainly if you're going to have one, I'd pay the money, and again, there are free services out there as well to give you minimum backup, but I'd pay the money and go for online backup. So you have your data safe. Everything else, you know, you talk about protecting your small business. You know, you want to make sure your contacts know your what you're facing, so we reach out to our contacts, let them know that I might be, you know, out of pocket for a little bit. You make sure your phone is charged, so if you have to leave, you have your phone ready to go. You have your contacts in the cloud as well, so you can call vital contacts. As far as staying in touch, if something happens, let them know what's going on. If you need to break down your computer, or maybe like you, you're using a laptop in a docking station, you just grab your laptop, throw it in your attaché or your backpack.
And my laptop has 3G in it, so I can be mobile with it online.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, short of creating a fortress that you know will not be affected, that you can sit in, and short of having 3G, and short of being insured that you will have cell service, if something big and bad comes through, because you can't be guaranteed, even with 3G, you can't be guaranteed if something big and bad comes through.
Exactly right. Folks, we can't think of everything for you. We're just trying to remind you that sometimes things go bump in the night. And,
right.
and one of these days, and if you operate a business long enough, it won't be a matter of if, it'll be a matter of when. Something will happen.
Absolutely.
Be prepared. Even if your emergency is just to lose a hard drive, if you backed it up, you know, you're going to be in good shape. Hey, Jeff, will your Safe at Home book be good for this? It would, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what people will learn is you know, we wrote about all sorts of, you know, things that go bump in the night, whether it's a thief, whether it's, a storm coming through, whether it's a child going in and pulling cords out of the back of your computer and pushing those beautiful little green lights on the front of your computer.
Jeff, I got to go for the segment, but it's Safe at Home, and it's on your website, homeofficer.com, right?
Absolutely.
And probably wherever books are sold. Safe at Home by Jeff Zabarz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.